Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter, if you would, please, at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord. It's an awful lot of fun and looking forward to growing the community, looking forward to you being a part of it. It's a great space for you to come in, talk hockey, and have some fun, post some articles, links, pictures, whatever. We try to cover it all and just have a good time doing it. So if you're interested in a fun and positive environment to talk hockey, we invite you to come along and join us. Again, the Talking Puck Discord. The link to join is in my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. So this may seem like a small piece of news, but it's a topic. And I wanted to talk about this. The Minnesota Wild have gone out and signed the Hamburglar, Andrew Hammond, to a one-year two-way contract. And they simultaneously said Alex Stalock is out indefinitely, upper body injury. So Hamburglar comes in, and now the Wild, who looked a little more set in net previous to this, now have a much bigger question mark, and depending on which division they end up in, which we're still not 100% sure, could be a minor or major handicap for Minnesota. However, two things are interesting here. Number one, they signed Hammond, and Hammond is most famous for his stint where he kind of went crazy for a little while for the Ottawa Senators, but I think he's played 56 career games in the NHL, mostly been an AHL guy. Good, solid option as a third goaltender. Two things strike me about this. Number one, nobody seems to be calling the Craig Andersons, Jimmy Howards of the world. And quite honestly, after Jimmy Howard's last year, I mean, I think Jimmy Howard is not going to find a place to play in North America. But Craig Anderson, maybe you would think would get a call. A team maybe looking for a veteran guy. And especially if he's not going to play a lot, if you don't need him to come in and be the number one, but he has the potential to. I'm surprised that some of the bigger name guys who were out there, even though they're older, really have not gotten a look. Meanwhile, Hammond, who has very little NHL experience but is a feel-good story, comes in, and he will be the goaltending depth for the Wild with the understanding that eventually, now maybe Anderson, maybe they did call him. Maybe he wouldn't take a two-way contract. I don't know, because obviously you're the odd man out once Stalock comes back, whenever that may be. But that said, this to me underscores even more the importance of goaltending depth and having that talent in your organization and being able to go three goalies deep this year. I'm not just talking about 1A, 1B anymore. In this year, and it's a shortened year, I mean, God bless you if you stay healthy, because you need to. I think that injuries can tank an otherwise very good team if they happen at the wrong time to the wrong people. And we've seen it happen before. But I think that regardless of injuries, you need to have depth at the position. If you have a 1A, 1B, if you're Boston, if you're Vegas, you feel very comfortable about your starting rotation, good for you. You know, Montreal is another team that comes to mind. They actually do have three solid goaltenders in the pipeline right now. Teams like that have to feel a lot better about their prospects this year, because here's the other thing. You're thinking, Tom, it's just a shortened season. It shouldn't be that big a deal. Ah, but here's why it is an even bigger deal in a shortened season. Because you have fewer games. We're hearing 56 right now. But because you have fewer games, if a goaltender misses 10 or 15 games in a normal season, we're talking, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 to 12% of the workload. Now, let's say you miss 10 to 15 games in a 56-game season. 25% of the workload? That's a lot. That is huge. And that's if it's just that length of injury. You could easily miss half a season with the wrong type of injury, or the rest of the season. Who knows with Alex Stalock? But with this type of pressure on, not only to stay healthy, but to also manage your goaltending assets, depth at the position is never going to be more important than it will be this year. And I think teams that are able to manage, because here's the other thing that we forget, they're going to try to wedge as many games in as they can and leave a gap week at the end just in case they have to cancel games along the way so they can replay three or four games that week if they need to. You better have guys who are fresh, because you're not going to play four games in 7 nights. And what if your playoff hopes hang in the balance? You can't have a guy who's run down you need two guys to get through most of those stretches, and they're going to compress that schedule even more because they want to be out the door and done by the time the Tokyo Olympics hit in the middle of July. So this is really the time when goaltending depth is going to be at a premium. And I would not be surprised if you see a couple of teams also go out and try to bring in a few more big name guys if they can, if they can have that depth. And you know what? It might be a year where a veteran who typically needs more rest isn't able to get it, who may be a starter, but maybe some of the veteran backups, maybe Washington with Henrik Lundqvist. Really not sure what the injury situation is with Samsonov, but I bring it up. Let's just assume they're all healthy. So Lundqvist is the 30% of the workload guy. He could be huge and so important for Washington if he plays back to form, which unto itself is a giant question mark. But if you're going the other way and you're trying to rely on a veteran guy for a starter, or you're Edmonton, you just brought back a 38-year-old Mike Smith who's a question mark by himself, and then you have Koskinen's another question mark. I mean, Edmonton could sink itself once again just on goaltending. It's going to be so important this year, and don't overlook that. So teams that have strong tandems and even a pretty good third option are really going to be the teams, I think, that do well in the long run here. Yeah, there's more to it than that, but trust me, some team or teams this year are going to run into this issue. All right, that's it for Tiny Biscuits. Thanks for listening to the Talking Puck Podcast. If you like it, please subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We are hosted by Audio Boom, so if you can't find us anywhere, go to Audio Boom. You can get the RSS feed there. Just search for Talking Puck Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you being here. And again, I hope to have news relatively soon on when Talking Puck TV will return to the airwaves on Sunday nights. Take care.